Dr. Aldewon Tong.
Yes.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Tong. How you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored and good mood today.
I know that's right, man. Hey, I'm telling you, God is good all the time. So we're talking about workplace harassment.
Right. In light of the recent activity that happened within the NFL.
Right, with the Miami Dolphins, man, where the player Jonathan Martin was pretty much bullied off of the team by another player, his teammate Richie Incognito. He's been suspended, repeatedly sent text messages, voicemails that were threatening racially. I mean, he said some things like, "You're still a rookie, I'll kill you, you have N-word, piece of blank. I want to blank in your blanking mouth. I want to slap your real mother across the face." So pretty much making it very tough for this guy at the workplace. So the
guy just quit.
He quit. He left the team.
Wow.
Because of this bullying.
Dr. Tart, is it the same concept with adult bullying or in the workplace like that as what we've talked about previously with when it comes to children?
Well, what do you think happens to the school bully? He or she grows up and they go into corporate America, or in this case, they go into the NFL. Incognito guy has had problems. He got kicked out of college. He got kicked off. He had problems in college. He has a long track record for being a bully and having, you know, lack of character. So when schoolyard bullies grow up, unfortunately, they go into corporate America and we have to deal with them.
And I've heard this before too, Dr. Tart. Tell me if you think it's some truth to this. Sometimes I've heard that sometimes as people get money or become famous, it doesn't change them. It just makes them more comfortable with who they really are.
Yeah, that's more about privilege. That's more right. About thinking that you're better than someone because you don't have anything in your own character or ego other than your money, other than your privilege, other than your last name. But when we start talking about workplace bullies, that's really about two things. That's about the bully, and that's about the person that's being bullied having to stand up for themselves. And there are a lot of people that have problems with conflict. They are conflict avoiders, and therefore they are victims to bullies, and that's why they're picked out.
Okay, we're talking to Dr. Aldewon Tart. Now, what if it's your boss that's your bully? How do you handle a situation when someone that's your superior is someone that you feel is mistreating you?
Well, Ebony, number one, decide whether this is a place you want to work. A lot of times we go to work and we hate it, but we're afraid to move into a job that would actually bring us something fulfilling.
Right.
So we work for the money, but we're afraid to leave. So we tolerate the bully. So the first question is, do I even want to stay here to fight? Two, if you want to stay and fight, you have to stand up to your boss. But there are ways to do it. There's an art to this. So when they're talking, you have to ask questions. So the point of you saying this is what? What are you trying to get out of this? Excuse me, you just said something that's not true. You have to stand up for yourself while they're talking. I know a lot of people are afraid.
That can be uncomfortable.
Yeah, if you don't stand up for yourself, that bully's going to boss you for the rest of your life, and you're going to eventually quit, have a nervous breakdown. You have to stand up to them.
Wow. Yeah, do you think the football player should have just had a meeting with the coach and the player that was doing the bullying as opposed to just walking off and quitting?
Absolutely. First of all, he should have stood up and addressed his offensive line and said, listen, you know, this is not something that I'm standing for. I'm not going to take this anymore. Look at what this guy wrote last night. If you guys are about that, then let me know. He should have addressed it publicly. You know, two, he should have taken it straight to the coach. He should have taken it straight to HR and say, hey, this is going on. Do you condone this within your, you know, football team? Is that what we're about? But because of his inability to report it, just because you're a football player doesn't mean that you like to deal with conflict. It doesn't mean that you have the skills of dealing with a workplace bully. If he had done that, then Incognito would have probably been sanctioned and kicked off the team, and he'd still have his job.
Now they're saying that how come some of the other players in the locker room didn't help him resolve this situation?
Come on.
Well, you know what? That happens a lot. How many times have we been in school and laughed at someone and getting clowned on? How many times have we seen someone at work because of our own jobs, and we don't want to become the victim of the bully?
Exactly.
We just private and quiet about it. You know, that talks about, you know, a lack of integrity on our own and also a lack of connection to where we're looking out for ourselves and not for our colleagues.
Yeah, so just this whole bullying thing has really gotten a lot of attention. Do you think that bullying, that, you know, has decreased?
No, I think bullying has increased, and I think it's directly related to the fact that we don't teach character, and that we're talking about a number of people not going to church, even though there's definitely bullies in church. When we start talking about developing character, one of the best character-developing places is church. And also, when we start talking about integrity, you know, when we start looking at companies, a lot of them are about making money, but they're not about taking care of people. And when you take care of people, then you take care of the policies and make sure that no one in your organization is being bullied. The problem is when the person at the top is the bully.
Right.
But you know what? We have a choice. We can leave and move into an environment that supports and respects us. So if you're listening right now and you're being bullied, first ask yourself, do I have to tolerate this? Is this worth the time, the money, the effort, and the stress to my life? And can I move on?
Right, right. Hey, that's a good point, Dr. Tart. Okay, so if anybody have any questions and want to talk about any kind of bullying, how can they reach you?
Well, let me give them a great website. It's workplacebullying.org. It gives them a lot of resources. But if they want to reach me, they can text TART, T-A-R-T-T, to 22828.
There
TART to 22828 or visit my website, drtart.com.
There it is. Hey, Dr. Tart, thank you so much, man.
Hey, God bless. Keep doing what y'all do.
Yes, sir, Dr. Tart.